The Draft Court Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com
and GH Graphics and their Junket Apparel line.
And Derby Ink Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Ink. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
What are you doing? Trying to start a show and you're wandering around all over the place.
Cameras on you.
Moving
episode.
Cameras.
Cameras on you, man. I can't see myself on TV.
You can't see yourself. Episode number 52, celebrating 1 year of the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. This is the observance, if you will, because Josh Decker actually made time out of his busy schedule to join us again in studio. First guest that we had on the Crash Course. It all started way back at the end of September last year when Brian and I just sort of got talking a little bit about what if Finger Lakes One decided that they would let us do a Derby podcast, what night would work out good, and we kind of rolled from there, and I mean, it's amazing the amount of ground that we've covered. Ben Haast joining on, and we've had a little bit of trouble here with Skype tonight. I tried to get it up and running. It's not going to pan out. We've still got a stacked show. I mean, it's crazy the lineup that we've got. We're going to be talking with it's going to be a fast hour. We're going to be talking with Jimmy Johnson here in just a few minutes, and then we're going to be talking with Mike Brown after that, catching up with Matt Groschel. You probably know him better as Joker. And then we're going to wrap up with Bobby Brockway at the end of the show, another one of the first people that we ever had as a guest here on the Crash Course Podcast, here on Finger Lakes One, episode number 52. And really, I mean, Brian, you've been here for pretty much all of them.
Amazing ride.
What do you think, you know?
Amazing ride. Yeah, you know, I remember you asking last year if anybody would be interested. And I said, yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool to do. And we came in and, you know, Josh came in for the first episode and stuck with us. And, you know, Ben came to a couple and stuck with us. And, I mean, I'm not going to brag, but I think it's a damn good show. I think we do a damn good job.
You know, the first time Chris ever came up to me, we were at Fulton Speedway, because I'll never forget it. Because you came up to me and he asked me, do you think you'd ever want to be on this show if we did a show? I'm like, yes, absolutely. Yes, I'm on it. Please let me in. And in my head, I would never have thought a year from last year, we would be able to talk to Jimmy Johnson, Mike Brown, Joker, Bobby Brockway. Come on. I
mean, and the people that we've had on the show, you know, we had Steve Bucknum was still, I mean, he's still in and around the show, in and out there with that stuff as his programs ebb and flow. We've got our travel schedule. I mean, think about the things that we've been able to do in terms of taking this thing on the road. You know, when we went to Sturgis in January, we went to Blizzard Bash. That was really the first big trip last November, and we're coming up on that, doing that anniversary over again with all sorts of stuff. We're going to be talking a lot about Blizzard Bash cars here as the conversation goes on. We've been to Bash for Cash. We went to Hot Springs, Arkansas with Derby Icons. It's just
the amount of demolition derbies we saw this year,
yeah,
and the people we met and the things we saw and did.
We still got derbies to go.
I know. It's just been an unbelievable year for us. It's really been awesome, I came on today just, I want to say thank you for everybody that's
supported us.
It's been awesome, guys. We love it. It really changed our lives, I think, big time.
And I was sitting at work today. We were there was kind of a group message going around about tonight's show, and I'm sitting there reading the message and I'm laughing because it's hilarious. And I thought to myself, the number of wins on the four guests we have tonight.
I know.
Wins and knowledge of the four guys that we're talking to tonight. I mean,
imagine if you put all their trophies together. It would fill my garage up.
It would. I mean, it's just, it's amazing, you know. And I mean, and that, you know, that's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, I've been to, you know, a couple big derbies. I had been to a couple big derbies and stuff, and you know, but to be welcomed in like we were, you know, as a whole, and even when I wasn't there, I mean, you see how well you guys, you know, welcomed in and all right, you know, running the show, whatever you want to do.
You know what I learned this year was, I always wanted to be part of the group in the demolition derby world. Like, I always, you know, you see all these big guys, how do you get into talking to these people? And what I really learned was they're all just good, great guys. Yeah, Most of these guys are such good shit. If you are out there saying, how do I start talking to these guys?
Just start talking to them.
I mean, most of these derby guys are so awesome. That's one thing I learned was, you want to meet a guy, just go talk to him. He'll shake your hand most of the time. A great guy, he'll talk derby with you, and that's how you make friends.
That's definitely true. I mean, you don't necessarily have the ego stuff. Pretty much everybody that Sam Bandow's a great example. When we said, well, we just met Sam Bandow, he goes, how do you even know who I am? You know, one of those type of situations.
Yeah.
Another guy that kind of pulled that move on us in the last November was Jimmy Johnson, who we got on the line from Team Kansas. He kind of wanted to know who we were and why we knew who he was, and basically we just said, you've got the blue Buick with Team Kansas on the side. It's kind of hard to not know who you are, sir.
Sir. That's so true.
But we got Jimmy. Jimmy's doing a little bit of traveling, but he made some time tonight. You know, just wanted to say thanks again for all the support from Team Kansas and for joining us here tonight on the Crash Course.
Well, congratulations, guys, on 1 year.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome, Jimmy. Thank you.
We'll talk more about 1 year in November because we got more stuff to celebrate there, right?
I guess so.
Are you gonna draw? Are you gonna draw the heat of three teams at Blizzard Bash this year?
I hope not. I have been guaranteed by Sam that will not happen this year.
That's right. Yeah,
I will hold him to that.
Yeah, Sam did say that. There's no matter what, there will not be a heat of three this year.
Yeah.
Because they have backup teams that could enter
cool.
if they had to.
Right.
So that'll be
that's cool. good actually.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. There's no way the main draw is going to be the main cycle.
We worked a lot last year, so we didn't have to draw that three man heat. Yeah. So what Chad do? He draws DMV, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna jump in, you might as well jump on both feet, yeah. Go for it, right off the bat.
You know, hey, you know, if you can't draw your good buddies, then who can you draw?
Absolutely,
I mean, right?
Absolutely. So, Jimmy, how's the car coming?
She's coming. We got the frame sitting in the shop right now, and we're getting everything done on the frame, and then we'll set the body down on her.
That's nice.
She ought to be done here. I'd say frame ought to be done here in about a week.
That's cool. How many hours you got into it already, if you were to guess?
On the frame?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Enough.
Six or seven.
Yeah, six or seven. Nice. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess that it's probably another Buick Electra.
You can go out on a limb and say that.
That's not hard to believe. I was watching. I was bored the other day and watching a little YouTube, and up popped Jimmy Johnson in a Buick Electra. And at one point, I think it was 3-on-1, and Jimmy ended up winning. And I don't think the Buick ever bent, and there was just junk kind of laying all over. So Jimmy's definitely one of those guys that's got the 225s figured out.
Well, you know, when we went to Blizzard Bash last year, all you hear is Vic, 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 right? And I'm like, and I was so like, no, old iron, man. And thank God Jimmy was awesome that week, because it was like, man, Jimmy was, they weren't bending Jimmy, you know? Yep. It was awesome. Yep. So, no, that was cool.
Josh is like, here's the old iron. We got to root for the old iron.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the old iron dusted shit.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's got that Buick figured out.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Well, let's not forget, he built a Vic at Razorback, but remember how we ran at Razorback?
Oh,
I mean, Jimmy had probably, like, the best heat I ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys keep bragging about that.
Jimmy, it was crazy.
It was crazy, because it was like you got to a point you're like, I've had enough of this.
Yeah. You flicked the switch, just, man.
It was
game time.
It was done. There you go.
Yeah,
that was all. And then how awesome. He ended the heat. He ended the guy on the side and then back down. That was the end. The crowd went nuts.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was basically just dropped the mic on him.
The car and the trailer, and it was done for the weekend. So, yeah, we did real, real good there. I was proud of myself. Yeah.
Jimmy, it was awesome. Man.
After you junk a car like that, you just park it out front and let the neighbors know what you did?
Yeah. And they come up and said, how much money do you win? Nothing. Oh, okay. No, you're a smart guy. Yeah.
That's funny. But it's
nice. We didn't take anything but our pride home that weekend. That's about all we took home.
But you know what?
And it was damaged, but that's okay.
Dude, you're getting hit like by five guys at one point. It's 5-on-1, man. Yeah. Nobody overcomes those odds.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, but when you walk out of a show that big and that many people are talking about you, that's saying something. I mean,
it was.
I think we've all had that happen at our local fairs, but I mean, to have, you know, something national like that where everybody, I mean, that's just impressive, man. I mean, that doesn't happen every day.
It was cool.
No. I had some buddies in that heat were running with me. I don't know where they went.
Is that one of those deals where everybody wants to run with you right up until the green flag drops and they just disappear?
That's funny.
Well, you know, them guys did, the guys that kicked my ass, they did ask me to run with them, and I just told them I knew everybody out there. I said I'd hate to go telling everybody I'd run with them, you know? I knew I had a couple friends out there and that were pretty good buddies, so I should have took the other guys up on their offer. Because they took it to me pretty hard.
That, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Remember the bumper was inverted in that heat?
Yeah.
It was inside out.
Yeah, yep. It was awesome heat to watch.
Oh, yeah. It was
exciting.
So, I mean, in terms of Blizzard Bash, what's the rest of the team bringing? Are they all going to be Buicks?
Oh, I don't know what they're going to be bringing. You know, they kind of leave me out of the loop. I'm just team captain.
All
so
lies.
They got to go out on their own when it comes to a build. Now, I hate to say right now what we're bringing.
All right.
Jimmy, what
if you do decide you want to tell anybody? I'm all ears.
I haven't actually checked the rules, but I know Sam was on. He said that there's been a little tweaking of the rules. What do you think of that?
Just a little bit of getting used to. I mean, pretty much every promoter out there changes stuff every once in a while, so you just kind of read the rules real close to make sure you stay up with the Joneses on that deal.
I mean,
all right, but there was a few things that really didn't make a whole lot of sense, but I think they changed a few of them things out on Facebook and made that clarification. So,
cool.
I guess anybody out there that's building a car, make sure you got a set of Blizzard Bash rules and not UD rules, first of all, and then make sure you get on Facebook and check their site to see for any changes that they have and stay up with that.
So you're saying the Blizzard Bash rules this year are toned down from UD's normal rules?
No, not at all. I don't believe they're toned down any. I just think that there's been some clarifications on a few things. And the Blizzard Bash rules are different from the UD rules. Blizzard Bash is all its own entity, pretty much, is what
right.
I've seen.
I mean, my understanding with the new set of rules specific to Blizzard Bash is that they kind of bring it, like what we saw in Wadena, and Josh, I mean, they kind of let it come more into your wheelhouse. If you're really good at building one style of car or another, it lets you do what you need to do to make that car hard. So it opens the floor to make it a lot more the landscape's going to be a lot more diverse. I'm going to venture to guess that you're going to see a lot more mixing of cars versus just Ford after Ford after Ford after Ford after Ford.
Which kind of, I think, will be better for the show as an overall, absolutely. Because there's clamshell lovers, there's shocker lovers, there's, you know.
Hell,
so
for sure.
You know, there's T-Bird lovers.
No doubt.
Yeah, that seems pretty nasty.
I don't know if you're going to see any, but it'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be neat.
Jimmy, what would it be like to run right on top of a T-Bird with your Buick?
Well, some Mofar bought a couple years ago that were just plumb nasty. They had a little steering issues, but those T-Birds were filthy.
Yeah, they were nasty.
Oh, yeah, they're a Pulse Mofar.
Yeah,
right. David Bryan and them brought them.
Yep. Yeah, I watched them on YouTube, too.
They're going to be back this year.
Yeah,
there were some badass Thunderbirds until the front wheels came off.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens on them.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Minnesota...
They didn't have Joker spindles.
Right. Exactly.
The Minnesota T-Birds, that stuff doesn't seem to fall off. They stand there pretty tight.
Actually, when you talk to them, they say one of the biggest things they had to overcome was the
steering
setup.
Steering setup.
Yep. That's they'll exactly say that right to you when you say that. Yep.
Speaking of Joker, talking to the wife today, and she was signing in on my email and stuff, and there was a lot of Facebook stuff going through there today.
Oh, jeez.
It was good to have you on, Jimmy.
Nice. See you, Tamika.
I believe all it was said was there's a lot of guys that's pretty full of themselves.
That's derby drivers. You get eight derby drivers on a talking smack. It's a downward spiral for sure.
Well, then she told me who it was, and I said, "Oh, you can't pay no attention to either one of them."
Yeah,
you're bullshit anyhow. Yeah,
you learn to ignore Josh real fast.
I told her to get on there and just put in there, Joker. I am Batman. She wouldn't do it.
Nice.
You know, when you talk to some of the, like, as Brian was saying, we actually had an email that went back to all of us today, and like, I have to reread my email three times to make sure I don't say something stupid to these guys. I don't know if you do that, Brian. It's like,
I don't care.
I don't
know, Peggy.
I don't know. They start busting balls. It's like
Brian's never been one to self-censor.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
I don't want to piss Mike Brown off. You know,
I got mine where it's set up where I sign in, off to my regular page, it automatically brings that stuff up. So she was in on my page. So automatically it brought everything up. She kept seeing everything. She goes, now they're talking about some half-naked girls. Well, who are these people?
That's Brian.
No, that was Joker.
That was Joker.
That was Joker. Not the record show.
That was Joker.
All Brian said was,
Yes.
And I left it at that.
That's funny.
Brian, I'm ashamed of you. Was you involved with that also?
No, not me. I just said,
That, by the way.
Tell me it was Matt and Mike and Josh. I didn't have a Bob. I didn't have no problems believing that. But Brian, you weren't involved with that, were you?
No, not
at all. Were you helping them out there?
No. I'm a good boy. I wasn't involved in that either.
Jimmy, as a matter of fact. Jimmy, Brian's the one that brings that up the most.
No, stop.
I figured that. I'll make sure my wife knows that.
When he was standing on that electric sidewalk in the airport with his satchel thrown over his shoulder, proclaiming in Minnesota how he was on vacation, throwing to me all these grand ideas on how to improve the podcast, the thing that came up time and time again was half-naked girls.
Oh, that's so funny.
And that was Brian Tompkins, TOMKINS. Let no one be confused.
At least two things Chris just said was true. I was in Minnesota, and I was claiming to be on vacation.
And he was suggesting about naked girls.
This definitely isn't a job. I love this too much to be a job.
Comment that there was some guy on there that was saying they were going from the smallest to the biggest, and she did take it as the smallest name to the biggest name. And I thought, I had to read that, and I started laughing. I said, "Who said that?" She said, "Well, that Mike Brown said that. Isn't that your friend?" And I said, "Oh yeah, Mike." I said, "He's talking literally smallest to biggest. I can hear. Oh, yep, he just said that. He just said that."
Yeah, he's up next.
No, because, I mean, if we were going, you know, smallest to biggest known derby driver, I mean, Josh Decker would have been on there last. I mean, let's be really honest. Yeah, right.
He's the one that's in studio.
Please, stop all that. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Lord.
Well, in Topeka, are you gonna do like what you did with us out when we were in Hot Springs with Derby Icons? You going to come in and hang out and do some play-by-play and some commentary with us?
Sure, I will.
All right, good.
Well, I mean, you know he's not going to have much work to do on his car because them Buicks don't bend. I mean, get out and Josh could probably wax it for him between heat rounds. I mean, that would, you know, go good. And
I'll do that.
Topeka, that's the best seat in the house, Topeka.
Oh, yeah.
I shouldn't say that.
You know, when you get to the Blizzard Bash side and you get to that derby with that caliber of driver, anything can happen with any car you got out there. So you never take anything for granted. You drive your best race you can, and you hope for the best that things don't bend too bad that you can't fix it. So, I mean, being last year we were three down, a three-man team and one guy down off the start. It was rough, but we came back, and I was just happy to be in the feature. So, I mean, I didn't make it, but my teammates did. So
do you remember the feature?
That's what I was going to say.
You got to do sometimes. You got to sacrifice one for the good of the rest. So, hopefully this year with Nick Urlacher on the team, Chad and Chicken and myself, hopefully we can at least make a statement. And then with the new bracket that's coming, you know, that Sam's not going this year, it'll be interesting, something different. So we'll see how it goes.
Jimmy, I don't know if you remember last year, but you got knocked out.
He doesn't. It's like Troy Aikman in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He doesn't even remember playing the game.
No, I know. I know. Don't let it happen this year. But last year, you were the man because of that. Because you got knocked out. You were out. And you got up and shook it off and then just started derbying for like another 40 minutes. And like it was the awesomest thing ever to me. So I just want to say you're the man, you know. I don't know if he remembers that.
He just forgot.
I remembered it for about 2 weeks after that.
I think just forgot he's on the phone.
Like that in the derby arena, you can't get mad about it.
No.
Just go on.
Yep.
You know, so.
Nah, we look forward to watching you again, man, because you're awesome to watch every time.
Absolutely.
Awesome to watch.
And we'll see how it goes. And, well, hopefully, hopefully everybody gets in this year. You know how that goes, too. So their inspections, bar none, you know.
Yes.
So
top end.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, Jimmy, man, I appreciate you coming on and hanging out with us tonight. We're gonna get number two in line, Mike Brown, here in just a minute. But we wish you luck. We'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
Well, I'm glad you guys had me on. It's always a pleasure, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
See you, Jimmy.
Have a good one.
See ya. There goes Jimmy Johnson.
I love talking to that guy.
Captain of Team Kansas.
Like, he is so old good school derby, and I love talking to that guy. He's like,
well, yeah.
He told me a story about when he ran Mayhem. He had no steering for like an hour. Seriously, he ran like an hour. Well, his tranny box started boiling and spitting on him. He had burns all over his right arm and his chest and stuff, and he didn't stop. He don't stop. He don't have steering, and he's burning, and he just keeps derbying for another hour.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's
you know,
impressive.
He got down like fourth. You know, it's man. He's like, I don't know if. And I consider myself a man.
$10,000 will do some work.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I can handle that, you know?
Yeah, burns bother me. I don't know if I can keep going.
Pretty awesome.
But congratulations to Chad Winnie picking up the win over at Brookfield Wheel Days over the weekend.
Dude, and he drove so awesome. Chad brought a fresh subframe Imperial, 72 or 3, and he run unbelievably hard in the Imperial heat. Just great. And then went out in a feature and picked people apart. He just he's a Mopar guy that builds some great cars, and he drives them as good as he builds. I have a lot of respect for him.
He drives hard no matter what he's good. He's always been that way.
Earned it. At one point, there was a red flag for Derek Serra's car caught on fire with a scary fire.
Yes.
Scary fire. Split the tank. The fire was under the car. It got inside the car. He didn't know it until he put his arm on the seat to look behind him.
It was
so
bad.
He could go in reverse. It was bad, real bad. But there was a guy behind me where I was filming. And yelling down the track, go Winnie! Just kept this real surly sounding dude, like hardcore derby guy. And I ran down into the track and I said, Chad, there's a guy, there's somebody behind me that's got this really deep husky voice that keeps saying, go Winnie. And I can only assume that it's your mom. I just want to let you know that she's cheering for you. And he starts cracking up. I mean, that dude was so relaxed in that car. It was like you're sitting in the living room.
When you watch him, he's very laid back. He's very easy going.
Another guy that's easy going. Going back to the episode where we had the Crown Victorias against the Imperial conversation with Rick Engelhart, who we dearly miss. We've got Mike Brown from Team DNP. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are things coming from Blizzard Bash? Y'all ready to go?
I haven't even started, guys. Come on. I got about a month to take a break here.
He's probably got to build 8 cars, and he hasn't started yet.
Yeah, remember last year he built 5, like,
yeah,
right?
Something
5?
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, this year it's only 3.
Oh, you might as well take a break or relax for a while then. I mean,
geez, you got a calendar.
Plenty of time.
Wondering how your summer went. You know, we haven't talked to you in a little while, but I know we've talked off the air. And how's your summer been? And obviously all the other questions that I had prepared in preparation for Blizzard Bash, I'm going to just put those over here in the drawer.
It's been a pretty good summer. I've thrown a couple together and went and had some fun. I've jumped a bunch of cars.
Nice.
I've won a couple. Got a couple seconds, a couple thirds.
Wasn't there a round back put together with a 03 newer front clip put underneath it?
I've got, an 03 stub, Chevy wagon, 73.
That you won with that once or twice, didn't you?
This year I ran it in Griggsville and won Griggsville with it over there. And it'll actually be down at Blizzard Bash.
Nice.
That'll be cool.
What are they going to run it in, Mike? In Outlaws or something?
It's going in the Outlaw class. I'm not running it. A buddy of mine is.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
That's awesome. Cool.
Yeah, that car's nasty.
One of them cars you can rent out and not worry about anything.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Damn.
That's cool.
Buddy
yeah, Ben, where were you?
Man, we could have pulled up our derby rear, especially for next year, and flipped the coin and drove it.
That's
dude,
cool.
I would have run it at in a heartbeat.
No doubt.
That's awesome.
That seat is available to the highest bidder, correct?
Yeah.
There you go, Ben. Door's open.
Everything's for rent, guys.
Yeah. I need P. Hansen's wallet for that. Yeah.
We get out there, my Blizzard Bash car would be for rent if the right money was right.
You listening, Brian?
Josh, are you bringing
actually,
the company car?
Take a loan out?
Pete will be out there.
Yeah, Pete will be there.
Pete will be there. That's true.
You borrow something real quick.
What, I mean... Do you think the company would notice derby car rental fee? Or?
Mike, do you take credit card?
No, I want cash, though.
Yeah, right. I knew that.
Cash advance.
Mike is one of the first guys that we came across in our travels that ran with a racing seat and a 5-point harness.
Yeah.
That was, and it was totally necessary.
Yeah, it was 100% sure why you had it. Yeah.
Oh, man. To watch his in-car cameras after Blizzard Bash,
yeah.
Man, they were really some good videos, Mike. I mean, you drive pretty hard, dude. Pretty hard.
That video was enough, and I've got one from the Carrollton 5K. You'll have to watch it.
Tag me in it, sir, because I would love to watch it.
I haven't got it uploaded yet, but I've got to edit it still. But, yeah. It's rough. I had bruises all the way down my shoulders and on my chest from the shoulder straps.
It was
pretty hardcore. It was about 30 minutes of me going head on with two other guys.
Wow. You got some balls, man. Seriously, his balls are huge. Dude, I seen you make some hits.
Josh, that's
a kicker show and plate show, and I actually jumped an 03 in it.
Nice.
That's a frame plumb and a half.
Wow.
Jesus.
It was a rough one.
Yeah.
Did you see that truck at Wheel Days?
Yeah.
That was broken
yes,
right.
In half. Yeah.
It was literally
in
broken in half.
Holy yep. cow.
The rear wow. wheels were sitting on top of the bed, which was sitting on top of the cab. I mean, the frame was just snapped.
Wow.
It was busted.
But I got to say, Mike is probably running some of the hardest cars in the country.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
yeah, there's no question
yeah,
about that.
He's running the hardest stuff out there, you know? Yeah. Bruising your shoulders.
All about the hard cars.
Yeah.
Well,
I like running the hard cars. I choose to run shows that allow to build a little harder car. I don't like going and making two hits and being done.
I know when Josh went and ran Minnesota, he sent me a picture afterwards, and I was like, dude, I don't know if I could run a show with a belt like that. And Josh said the same thing. He's like, you know, he's like, it's cool to do it once, but
I can't do what Mike Brown does. I'm telling you, my body cannot take, and I don't have the balls to do. I couldn't do what he's saying he did. If I was hurting from black and blue, I'm
leaving my hands.
I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I run a lot of derbies, and that scares me.
I'm here to tell you, that's
you'd flatfoot it.
I'd just wait until you come jump in one of my cars.
Mike's been offering me that, and like usually I say yes to everything, but like something about his car is making me really nervous.
Why not?
Oh, man.
Ben, the reason why is because as a representative of his management team, he is not allowed. That is not going to happen.
That's awesome.
Well, see, I'm not as valuable as Josh, so I'm disposable, so I can jump right in there.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well,
you could, Ben, you do whatever you want.
Hey, I know my value.
The rider derby, so we can bring somebody to ride with him.
That's true.
No.
Yes.
Right, Josh.
I'm not riding with
yes.
you either, Ben. No.
No.
Yeah, there's no way. That rider derby is nuts.
Everybody that's watched Pleasant Hill after we said it sees the guy, the passenger, that his helmet comes off. Yeah, not interested. Not interested, Mike.
My thing is I don't mind when I'm behind the wheel because I'm controlling the right foot and I'm doing the steering.
Yes.
So but to just sit there going, oh, what is this idiot doing? Even if you're with a good driver, you're
no,
gonna
Mike,
be...
you'd be saying, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
This is going to hurt.
Say, Mike, why are you shifting in a third?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Please stop shifting. Please stop shifting.
I ain't going to worry about flying out the windshield no more. That's why I got 5-point harness.
That's awesome.
It's like having to grab him, pull him back into the car sometimes. So.
Like that's a normal day for him. That's awesome.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just have an extra helmet strapped in so, you know, when the first one goes flying out the windshield,
grab
here,
another
put
one.
This one on.
Oh,
jeez.
If you're riding with Mike Brown, you got to wear a Hans device.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. That'll be the next step.
Man.
I've actually got a buddy that's wanting one so he can ride. He won't ride without one.
That's insane what you're saying.
Oh, smart. I mean, it's
oh, absolutely. I mean, that's
smart.
What's smart is staying in the grandstand.
Yeah,
man.
I was going to say, is that where Derby's going to?
No. If you had an opportunity to do that, if Mike Brown told you a Blizzard Bash, Josh Decker, drive this car,
no.
You would say no.
I said no.
And I would slap your upside down.
Well, I would
luckily,
say no.
Luckily, you'll be right there with him, so you can step in.
That'll do it.
And I'll say,
sign this waiver.
Ben will step up. My balls are large enough.
Hey, but just think, though, Josh, if you got a chance to do that, I mean, you might be able to get a chance to run over our last guest of the evening, Bobby Brockway.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. That's why I'm staying right out of there.
Come on, wouldn't that be a good time?
When was the last time one of Mike Brown's cars finished the night upside down?
Never, right?
Because that's what's going to happen to Josh.
There's always a first.
Hey, guys, come on.
You ain't been on in a while, Josh.
Guys have been trying to roll me all year. No one has yet.
That's for sure.
But I'll tell you what, the group of guys that are at Blizzard Bash, probably get rolled over there.
Yeah, there's still slouches out there. No.
Awesome. Do you guys wear mouthpieces when you do?
Hell no.
No.
Just in case. I bit my tongue.
We don't hit like
times.
These guys.
Yeah, Mike does. I mean,
you have to.
You have to. He's basically at a heavyweight boxing match the way he's hitting people. I mean, you gotta.
It's a good analogy, actually. I'm lightweight, and he's.
Yeah, he's heavyweight. Heavyweight. And I mean,
I'm featherweight or featherweight. You
know, 170 pounds of right foot. That's, you know, you need that stuff there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about you. I'm like, 170 pounds. But...
No, I'm a little more than 170 pounds, but I try to get heavy right foot on occasion. I can't drive.
I wouldn't have to worry about thinking for at least 3 days.
No, you're right. You'd be sleeping.
Sleeping with a headache. Chauffeur to the airport.
What? Say that again, Mike.
I said, did he say a little more than 170?
Really, Mike? Thanks, buddy.
This is.
I believe I've seen him, and I believe he's 102.
That's awesome. Brian.
Oh, I just got my balls busted.
Everybody's always cracking on Josh. I've got to help him out.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mike.
Brian's over here just gushing because Mike Brown called him fat.
That's awesome. I was crying there.
Trying to get you fit.
I was crying.
Oh, everything's going to hurt from laughing by the end of the night.
Oh, great.
Hey, can I say something on a serious note? Can I bring us back to a serious note? Because I want to say it to Mike.
Don't forget, we got Mike Brown on the line.
I know. And I want to say it to Mike, actually. The last time we had Mike on was the night we had Rick Engelhardt on.
Yep.
And I wanted to tell Mike that Rick loved talking with you in a conversation. Oh, yeah. And Rick talked to me about it so many times and said, I loved being on that episode. Yeah. And I just want to say to Mike, I don't know if I ever said that to you, Mike, but you really made his day. And when I think back of that, that was one of our best episodes, and it was one of our most watched episodes ever.
Hands
and it was
down.
A great conversation. Yeah. And I really thank you for coming on there. And I know for Rick, he loved you being on there. So thank you for
great
that,
to hear
too.
You guys talk like that.
No, I just wanted to say that.
That's not a problem at all. I enjoyed talking to him. That's a real bad deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, I didn't want to bring us down.
Yeah, it was a real bad deal, you know, tragic.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. But he was very happy to talk to you. It was a big day for him have a conversation with you, and he loved it. Just wanted to say that. He really enjoyed it.
I can't even tell you how many times he brought that up and how many times he brought that up with Jackie. He's like, nobody cares who I am. Nobody. I'm a nobody. It's like, actually, Rick?
The 1,100 people that watched that night were pretty impressed.
You're popular for an hour. I mean, if you want to say never, then at least you got to accept that 60 minutes.
But Rick, really, having that conversation, really, it taught the whole country things. It brought the whole country together. Yeah. Guys that were anti-Mopar were listening to what this guy is saying because he's proving great facts. And then you have a guy like Mike Brown that's having a great conversation with him. It was just a great episode. Yeah, so for Ricky, I say thank you.
That was real easy. Just sit back and let him talk.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we had two great builders, and they were discussing the pros and the cons and what works and what doesn't work. And, I mean, it was great to sit here and listen to it.
Yeah,
You know, that was one of the few nights where I was quiet, and it was because I was learning.
No doubt.
They were doing it. It was just awesome to listen to both of you.
Yep. So thank you, Mike.
Hey, you didn't chime in much that night.
No. I know when to sit back and shut my mouth and listen, and that was one of those nights to do it.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Well, that's
why Josh said it was such a good show.
Man, Mike, I was going to buy you a beer out there, too, but now that's two of them.
He's on a roll.
Holy.
This guy's on a roll.
See why I'm the quiet one? Yeah. To the side.
Understood.
Wow.
Stay over there.
Man, hopefully Joker or Bobby Brockway helps him out a little bit. I'm getting beat up by a guest. Oh, this is bad.
You're pissing in the wind on that one. Yep. You're not going to make
it. You're not. No. I don't know, though. We'll see. I'm sure I can get stuff.
Well, Mike, I mean, we sure hope that... Hope everything goes well for you out there in Topeka. We look forward to seeing you out there, and hopefully you can come up and hang out with us in the booth a little bit through the course of the weekend.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you guys a holler down there.
All right. Cool. We,
we'll go out afterwards and have a little fun.
Oh, boy.
as long as the guy with the sombrero hat. Yeah, that was with his team.
That was Team DMP.
Yeah, he was hanging out with Chad, right?
Yeah, Chad and CJ.
Man, we had a good time. We had such a great time with DMP. Mike, we love all the guys on your team. They were a great time to drink with afterwards.
I've made some bad decisions.
Well, they told me about it.
They were awesome.
I had to wake them up at 11 o'clock the next morning when they were supposed to be up at 5.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It was like 3:30 in the morning, and they're like, we got to be up at 5. They're like, we're just not going to go to bed. You know, and it's like, that's not a good choice. It's not a good choice. You know? They were awesome guys. So.
Yeah,
DMP, cool. Everybody that's watching Blizzard Bash, that's going to be a team to watch for sure.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the sidewalk.
Put a target on us.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. I did not mean that.
Last year, you guys did that on your own.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I enjoy competition.
You can't. Yeah. It's hard to wreck a moving target, though.
Yeah.
Those cars were cannons.
That's the thing. Hit me if you can. You got to get me first.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And Mike, real quick, before we let you go, what drivetrain are you running? I saw you built a new motor this year. Are you going to run a motor you run last year?
I'm going to run my LS setup, 6.0.
Nice.
Sweet.
That ought to make some noise.
The chips will be flying.
I've ran it 4 times this year, and it's been great to me. Run cool the whole time. Never has to put a drop of water out. So.
Would the manual setup?
Yep, 5-speed. That's all I run.
Man. Love it. Man. I love it.
Ask Bobby when he gets on.
We'll ask him about it. We got Joker coming up first, Mike. I appreciate you coming on and making some time for us.
Yeah, I know. He's been planning his thing all day.
I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous about what's going to happen here.
not much engineering,
all right,
but
guys, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
And I will see you guys down there.
We sure will. We'll be looking for you, Mike.
All right, Mike.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Mike. There goes Mike Brown with Team DMP.
Dude, that dude's awesome.
He's awesome.
While I get Joker on the phone, I got a guy from the 585 area code who wants to know our thoughts on Ricky junking Brett in the feature in, I think it was Cattaraugus this weekend.
Belfast.
Let's be honest. It's a guy that brings a...
No. Junking him.
Beating. I saw the text. Or beating.
Listen to this.
To that effect.
Let me say this to all the real derby drivers out there. Let's say you're a good derby driver. You go to all these derbies. There's a guy in a stand screaming.
Our show is too full tonight. I unfortunately can't take his call. I'm not blowing him
off.
I'm not trying to make him sound
this
dumb.
This guy from the stands is yelling all the stupid shit at you, you know, and he's like, I'm going to junk you anytime. Okay, fine. Next derby, let's go head-to-head. So our buddy Brett, that's won a million derbies, dude, one of the best there are in the area, he says, fine, I'll go take you one-on-one. This guy shows up with a junk Lincoln fucking mid-70s piece of shit. They go back-to-back, full track each other, back-to-back. My Brett left the stock dry shaft in it, blew the stock dry shaft right out of the thing. This guy screaming and yelling, he junked him.
Well, and Brett
beat
said,
him, yes.
And Brett says, he goes, you know, yeah, he beat me. One-on-one, he beat me. Will it happen again?
And let's be honest, if that didn't happen and he turned that SOB around, that guy was in for a world of hurting. And he does not even know.
It is what it is.
But congratulations to Tommy Dowd.
Yes.
Ended up picking up the win. Donnie Hartzell, I think, ran down to third or fourth. Like that. So a couple local guys fared pretty well out there.
Tommy Dowd's got like 26-foot trophies. How many 6-foot trophies that guy
that's
got?
That's like the third win for that car.
Yeah, he's been doing pretty well.
Sure. Yeah, cheater.
We've got the one and only
Joker
on the line. How you doing tonight?
Oh, good, good.
I'm glad.
Congratulations on your 1 year.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. You know, all the support from you guys.
All the stuff that I can listen to as much as I can, support you guys with whatever I can. It's a need for the sport to, you know, get this little bit more added to it, you know.
Well, we're trying. I mean, we're constantly slamming away, trying to find new ways to make things better for the driver and get their names out there and make some more of these drivers that we know about household names.
Yeah, it's not easy to do, but it's got to be done, right?
Everybody knows who Josh Decker is. Something must have worked.
I don't know about that.
I was watching the earlier portion, and Brian, you got roasted pretty good.
I did.
That's fair.
I did. If you want to help me in any way, shape, or form, Joker.
By Mike Brown, no less.
Yeah, Mike Brown just junked me.
On your show.
I'll give you a Decker roast. So
that's all right. Hey, I got fairly big shoulders. I could take it. It's all right.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna say thick skin.
That too.
So what's, I mean...
I'm going to ask a couple questions here instead of y'all asking questions.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
What do you think of your first year? Is it what you expected? Is it less than what you expected? Is it more than what you expected?
I would say amazing.
It's way more than we could ever expected. Joker, when we came on first, we really truly only wanted to get out, not only, but thought only, we would get out to the guys local of New York, maybe some PA guys, and to think that it went national is really just an awesome thing. Yeah, it was very amazing.
When we went to Pika,
it changed our lives.
It was like, boom.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Chris, you know, that's, we go to this Topeka show, it's like the hub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
There was so much good stuff that came out of that show. I mean, for some of the opinions of the people at the Expo Center and the stuff that they were saying, and then the stuff that people were saying about us and what we were able to do out there. And then when we turned around and when things really started to take a turn was when we went to Sturgis, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That really changed the game for a lot. And you know, that's something that was a lot of fun. And I won't forget that. I'm looking forward to getting back on pay-per-view and doing some play-by-play stuff at Topeka. Is it what I expected? Yeah. Did I think it was going to happen at the same time? No, I wasn't sure that it was going to happen quite that fast.
What does the future hold? What does the next 365 days hold for you guys?
That was good talking to you, Joker.
Thanks for the support.
Joker's been thinking.
Hey, put Decker on the grill, then we got Tompkins on the grill. Now it's your turn.
What do you know that I don't? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that's in the works. I mean, right now I think my plate is really, really full, and I'm trying to sort of delegate stuff off a little bit actually to reduce the amount of pressure with the magazine stuff in season, so that I can spend more time with the video stuff and get the videos churned out faster. Because I mean, it is a one man army, and at the same time, there's
I know about one man armies.
Yeah, it's something you can relate to, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's...
I got spindles in the oven now. I took a break to come in and do this, and then I got to go back out.
That's awesome.
Spindles. I'm glad you came in.
Spindles. I was just talking about your spindles.
He was, man. He was, man.
Ben, that's a nice shirt. I seen your shirt on.
Yeah, I like that. I put that on.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, Joker kind of, you know, brought it up with Chris, but that's what people don't understand is that, you know, and Chris may or may not approve of this, but, you know, the show here. That's fine. The show here, there's the four of us, but I mean, when it comes to the production of the magazine and the Smashed Empire films, that's all Chris. And the stuff he does is amazing. You know, I know I've wrote a couple small things for him here and there in the article, but Chris is he's the hardest working dude in Derby.
Rest of us are just, let's be honest, we're just falling behind him.
Yeah,
we're just
He's the hardest working dude in Derby.
No doubt about
and,
it.
And, you know, I hope things get great for him more it's than a tough us time of year. This year.
a lot of people are getting impatient, and I'm trying to keep them all happy, you know. It's a tough time of year.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
Well, no, you know what?
I've read some of your Facebook posts, and at times I can see the frustration and the time and the effort that gets put in, and, you know, it's... In Demolition Derby, there's a lot of thankless jobs, and
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not looking for thank yous. I'm just looking for, hey, you know, try
not
to
be a dick.
Try to understand the breadth of what's going on. You know, when you look at the schedule, mm-hmm. and I appreciate where they're coming from too. I mean, some of these guys, they build one derby car a year, and they want to see themselves at their show. They don't realize that, you know, when I was a kid, I was looking at it. There was one derby in the country, and it was at Waterloo. You know what I mean? And
sorry, Josh.
And some. Sometimes things go over well, and they grow, and they expand, and sometimes they don't. It's just how it is.
Well, you know, it's funny. One day Troy Tagg said to us, you know, how many guys has Chris got working for him? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, he has like a company, right? He owns a whole company. And I go, no, it's all by himself. This kid's up till 4 a.m. every day.
Yeah, Chris doesn't
sleep. And I don't think people realize that. No. And when you get something and you're asking for something from him, there's 4,000 other guys asking for that from him. So give him a break.
The ads, the ad spots that run on here, I produce those, and the ads that are sitting in the magazine, those I designed those, and I laid it out, and most of the stuff that was written, and it's not like I'm looking for, I don't know, I get so uncomfortable when the conversation goes this way. I really do, because I'm not looking for...
So switch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you working on, Matt?
Oh, now it's about me.
I tried. I'm sure you got a list of questions, though.
Nah, I'll go easy on you.
Okay.
Done a fine job.
Hey,
what am I working on now? Always new parts.
Yeah.
And derby cars. This last year or so is, I don't know, I just haven't built as many cars as I'd like to build as I typically build. My wife, too, she runs as often as I do, and she asked me when she's going to get to run again, and I said, well, grab the welder. You can come out here and weld this stuff up, and I'll go build a car. Over to weld it.
I've seen a lot of pictures on your Facebook post of some indoors arenas and some conversation around circling around a February date, yeah. Super Bowl Sunday. What's going on there?
Other stuff I'm working on. Down here in the South, you struggle to get promoters, good promoters that kind of know what's going on. And, you know, there was a few years ago, there was 20 derbies here, and each run by each fair board, and all different rules, all different everything. You know, and it kind of come to a point where the prison was run by the inmates, you know, right. For lack of better description. Uh-huh. And, you know, they were all different, and buddies of the inspectors. It just kind of rough stuff. And in 08, I started to build my own derby and did a couple little shows, and I've just kind of growing year at a time and, you know, took over some and cleaned some up and got a standard set of rules and derby spread out throughout the year. So there's some sort of normalcy there as far as, you know, demolition derby goes here. There's another promoter down here, Steve Pinson, that's pretty good too. I'm going to run his show this next weekend, this coming weekend. But
wait, October 4th?
It's all grown toward something a little bit bigger, and as I, you know, the off season there, weather isn't awful bad here, and you can still build cars all year round. And you know, I really wanted to do something in in the winter months, or February or January, somewhere in there. And you know, an indoor show brings, or can bring a lot of spectators for something else, like a standalone event, rather than attached to a county fair where you kind of have a built-in crowd and built-in show, and you know, standing on your own and some stuff like that is. It's a little feather in your cap, but these guys around here, you know, build a lot of cars and trash a lot of stuff, and they're very aggressive drivers, and I think you can put together for a really, really, really good show. Mm-hmm. And so that part I'm okay with. I know the guys are going to build cars, and so the other end of it is finding a great venue and great sponsors and, you know, putting together all the items it takes. And you know, some promoters know what I'm talking about. Some guys don't, but it's contracts with this place, contracts with that place. I don't want to let too much out of the bag at this point, because I hate making promises I can't keep. But you can almost bet your ass if Joker makes you a promise, he's going to hold on to it. So,
well, we got your phone number.
Shoot for something around Super Bowl Saturday there, and pretty good-sized charity, nationally recognized charity, and some nationally recognized sponsors, and see if I can take this up around here just a little bit more, take it up another notch, and nice. Maybe we can get it on TV, maybe we can, or, you know, like a pay-per-view or something, and just cracking at that stuff just a little bit, see if I can make this work, and if the camera can do it, and if we can't, we'll find another way, and maybe do it next year. But quickly trying to roll through some of this stuff and just make sure the numbers all work and we can get this pulled off.
Joker, I want to ask you about the evolution of protectors and aftermarket products, because really you're kind of an innovator. You're kind of like in a niche market of yourself where you're the man selling what you're selling. And as you see the progression of parts being built, do you think we're going to start leveling off, or do you think that the ideas that there's, do you think there's a lot of ideas out there that haven't been thought of, and do you think Demolition Derby will keep evolving, or do we kind of hit a plateau now? What do you think?
Parts, there's always been a need for better, nicer, neater, lighter. So what was whittled out of wood, and we can now CNC out of aluminum. You know, stuff like that. So you can always refine the stuff that's existing. That was a multi-part question. But as the rules change, the parts change and the buildings change. You know, we pick a different car. You know, you'll see a lot of stuff in Blizzard Bash that
that you didn't see last year. Because one little thing gets changed, and this changes, and then there's a need for other stuff to go with that car. Suicide Lincoln, no one ran for years, and now people want parts for them because rules move around and allow that. So I think there's always going to be a, you know, part development happening. Me, I try to think and develop and build faster than everybody else, and much nicer. I like really nice
quality,
and it gets expensive when that happens, and it's not, you know, it's probably not for everybody, but there are some guys that, you know, it is good for, and I tend to head toward that kind of stuff and nicer things and, you know, trying to get ahead of things. Every 30 days I try to put out a part, whether it makes it on the market or not, which most don't. They usually fail miserably. But, you know, about every 30 days I'm trying to pound on something hard. Whether it be, you know, a ball joint holder or a distributor clamp or a something low I'm working on now. And like you said in the first part of the question, you're looking at, you know, where's it going to go? Where's it going to stop? Are we going to plateau? In all of business, you can watch the money. And you know where it's going. You know where the sport is going. You see wire classes throughout the middle part of the states there. Your windshield classes. You know, Justin Buchanan, the other day I was talking to him about his wire show that he helped with. And, you know, here's a little bit of rules. You know, what things are happening there. Well, it's $5,000 to win a wire class. And, you know, bring it, knock the windows out, push the bumpers in, wire in the doors,
and drive.
Run it. You know, I ran one at the bash, and I had some issues before I went out on the track, and, you know, with my fuel cell and or my gas tank and that whole package back there, you know, trying to get a fuel injection pump put on something with a filter, the right hoses that don't blow, and a vacuum hose, fuel injection hose, and I trying to come up with a nice little compact package that has your, you know, aftermarket pump, nice little aluminum box, filter on it, with lines that drop right over the back of the speaker deck there to plug directly into your factory stuff to make that like a one piece. You pull it out of that car, you put it right in the next one, just ease of what That's you awesome. Do and how you do it. And will it work? I don't know, but we'll test the market. I'll make some, shoot them at some guys that are doing that. And, you know, so it's from spindles to cradles to just simple as gas tanks. You know, I try to keep my mind open about that stuff, but it takes being involved with it in order to know and find out.
Coil
protectors. Hearing from your buddies. So coil it's just important to run and learn and experience for yourself as listen to everybody else and see what's on their mind as far as parts, you know.
Now, I know that your area is evolving, kind of like our area is, where it kind of was behind times a little bit. Do you like the fact that your area, everyone's kind of getting into protectors and all this stuff? Or even though you're building that stuff, do you still like the good old days?
This is going to sound very, very strange. And but I am, I hate to toot my own horn, but I am like the larger promoter in this area, in North Carolina, and I don't allow my own stuff. the majority of my stuff you can't run.
That's awesome.
You know, because I believe there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
You know, big money shows, if they $10,000 to win, that should be a $10,000 car.
Right.
Yep.
But right.
Pour all your money into it.
Proportionally.
For your $1,000 fare, I think it should be a $1,000 car.
Right.
Yep.
And the shows that I put on aren't that much money. And I you know, and I look at my demographic first. You know, the expendable income of the drivers that show up to my show, their age, their motivation level.
Sure.
You know, do they have a garage? Do they not? And I look deep into those guys, and I talk to them. I go to their houses because they buy parts and buy cars, and we swap stuff. I'm just a derby guy, you know.
Yep.
And I see what their tolerance for demolition derby is, and I honestly just don't see. I mean, I get 60 cars at a show, you know, 50-60 cars easily, and I know if I make some of those changes towards those things, it's going to hurt that.
Sure.
It's going to hurt it for the guys that really enjoy it and really, you know, count on their one big thing every summer is building that car, him and their buddies going out there and doing everything they can to junk it.
Yep.
I just don't see it, you know. May,
larger shows and more money, you know, breed some of that more parts? Probably so, but, you know, for now down here, there is some of that stuff popping up at other shows because, like I said earlier, sometimes the inmates run the prison, and we got to have these or no one's going to show up. And it's a better show if you get all this. And sometimes that's true, and sometimes it's someone trying to just get an advantage over everybody else. But,
it's
still very young, and, you know, and I'd really like to see super high payouts and super low car expense and no entry fee. I mean, in a perfect world, that's what you'd want.
Yep.
You know, where you could build a moderately hard car and get paid a ton of money to... Yeah,
exactly. I'd love that. Yeah. That's my style.
Absolutely. It's a little lopsided at times. You know?
Yep.
It sure does.
I mean, that's, you know, as a promoter, though, I mean, that's definitely one of the good things that you're definitely doing is, I mean, you know, you're not making the rules to where the average guy can't compete. I mean, you know, the average guy is definitely, I mean, it's, and I think more promoters need to do that. I mean, they need to look around and say, hey, look, this is, you know, this is the guys and, you know, go to that way. But
Yeah, and I hate to do that, but I see it.
Yep.
You know, I see what's coming. I know where it's going. I go derby up in Ohio and here and there and Utah and, you know, wherever. And I see where it's
going to go
in 5 years if you let it go here.
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure it can withstand that, you know. And I think the guys trust me. They trust my judgment. They trust me that I'm doing something in their best interest instead of putting money in my pocket. And
good job. You
know, I mean, my books are open. All my guys that work for me and all the guys at Derby, I'll tell them right up front what we're doing, how we're doing it, and where it's all going. And there's barely enough in there to replace the batteries in my headset. And that's about it. Yes. And I got some super guys that work with me, Will Zach and Flip Estrada and, you know, my wife, of course. And you know, we're just a small group, and we like it. And, you know, I'd like to see it stay alive here, and I think that's, you know, I'm trying to suppress that movement of parts, but then I'm the guy that builds them, so I do think there's something seriously wrong with me.
Nice.
Well, I look forward to when you get a little bit closer to making some announcements about your schedule and stuff like that. Hopefully we could do this again. The conversation, I mean, we could fill a whole hour on this by itself.
Yeah, I'd like to get Joker on another night.
Yeah, we got to do that when we have an open slate. We'll just do the whole hour because, I mean, the conversation, the way that this is going, unfortunately we're not going to have enough time to squeeze that whole conversation into its entirety because there's so many different directions that could go. We got Bobby Brockway waiting. Just a reminder for everybody watching on FingerLakes1.tv. We've got the Lake to Lake Girls with Tiffany Collinsworth coming up right around 7:30 tonight. They're launching their program, having moved it to Mondays. Matt, I appreciate you coming on the show. I wish we had more time because this is a conversation. I love these conversations.
Absolutely.
It's one of the things we gotta make some plans here, and we'll dive into this quite a bit deeper.
Well, you want to hold up, Bobby. I got to give him his little moment to shine.
Well, we'll take you up on that offer, and we'll let him shine for a minute.
Gotcha.
All right, see you, Joker.
Thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate Joker. You making some time. Thank you.
Thank you a bunch, guys.
Bye. We'll see you later. There goes Matt Groeschel. Joker.
We talked to him a while at Bash for Cash, and you get caught up talking to him. I stood there for like an hour, you know, and it's because what he's saying is like, okay, I like that. I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. I agree with you.
And he's definitely got, you know, some really good ideas as a promoter.
He's a promoter that goes all over the place, you know, and really you learn a lot. You know, you do learn a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's a brainstorming session every time you talk to him.
Exactly, Ben.
That's the exactly awesome part about it.
Yep. Ben's wheels were turning that whole 20 minutes right there. He was just thinking.
Yep.
Now he says some good stuff. You know how like you talk to some people and they get angry if they don't agree with you. But you have conversations. It's okay not to disagree, but he has some great points sometimes. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what helps Ben with his shows. You know, I mean, he goes all over the country and he sees this and sees that. And,
it's huge.
You know, I think that it's you know, huge. I think that's helped Ben a lot.
And a lot of people don't understand. You can't. They're all always like, well, you got to do this. You got to do this. Well, no. You can't.
Yeah, you can't just jump to that level.
Well, no, you, like Joker was saying.
He made some
the
great
demographic
points.
Is not, you know, it's
what he said was exactly right. Our area is not ready to go UD rules. If you go through UD rules in our area, no one would show up. They'd be like, no way, no way.
People have a hard time thinking people have like $7,000-$8,000 motors.
Yeah, exactly.
And let alone, you know, they got $14,000 in their car.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It scares people.
They're just going to give up.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And our area just couldn't handle that right now.
And now to Chris.
Bobby Brockway.
Bobby Brockway.
We got Bobby.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Bobby's on the line. Bobby was another one of the first guests that we ever had on Crash Course podcast, and a guy that I've really come to know here over the last 2 years, and I appreciate you, you know, once again making some time and coming on and talking to us, and it's just been a crazy year, and glad you were able to share the show with us tonight.
Uh-oh. Did you lose him?
Do we lose you, Brockway?
Okay. All right. I got nervous there.
All right.
Can barely hear you, though.
Oh, well. I'll,
that's because Josh, he's, you know how Josh is. He's screwing stuff up.
I'm mumbling.
Josh always mumbles. It's okay. But how's everything coming together for Blizzard Bash?
Good. Good. The car got delivered a couple days ago, so it's here.
Good start.
I talked
more than a week, right?
Yeah.
I talked to Bobby, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I said, Bobby, how's your stuff coming for Blizzard Bash? I haven't touched my car from New York yet.
I just got the car stripped from New York 2 days ago. So
nice,
nice.
Yeah,
Bobby ventured up to New York and took a little bit of money home with him, a little trophy. So
very cool,
very cool. I wanted to make it to that show, but I kind of got roped into working a double at work, so I didn't make it up to that. But
they showed J&M Productions how you should run a derby.
Absolutely,
because yeah, J&M doesn't know.
No,
but he's pretty open to it. I heard.
Was he?
Yeah.
They thought it went over pretty well. I mean, how's the summer been anyway? You haven't been running a ton, but you made a couple trips out to Utah.
Yeah, yeah. Had a big life changing event that happened, so I slowed way down on Derbying. The family out in Utah that takes care of me, they flew me out there a couple times and went out there and inspected out there. And then we ran Spring Explosion and had a tough draw in the heat race. Ran against some of our friends, and they got the best of us, and so we had to go through the B main to make it to the A main, and, I mean, we came out all right, had fun, and then went to New York with me and Ryan Durham was in New York with the family from Utah for another team show, and we were lucky enough to win that out there, and now getting ready for Blizzard Bash.
Bobby, when you go from a wicked hard car like you're used to New York, how did you change? Tell us what you felt about it. Did you slow your pace down? Do you think you were at a disadvantage because you're used to harder cars? Or how did you feel out there going to kind of a softer car compared to you're used to?
Dude, did you watch the video?
Oh, we'll drive down there. We kept saying we couldn't believe we were doing this. You know, when you go somewhere and we pulled in and they said, oh, my God, there's the hard cars. That was pretty crazy, but Durham was the man down there. He drove like no tomorrow. He left it all on the track, so he would set him up, and I was able to just get the kill shots. And then Ryan decided he wanted to go 100 miles an hour and make the highlight reel, and was putting cars 10 feet in the air when he was hitting them. It was an awesome show. The people down there were great.
That's awesome.
The fans were awesome. It was.
This is the first time you built a car without having to take the body off the frame, right?
Yeah.
The first time you ever built a car without having to take the body off the frame.
Right? Yeah, we built it in like 4 days. But it was a harder build than you think because you got to anticipate where it's going to bend. And, you know, it was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
And a lot of times you don't have chain lane around. You don't have this lane around. Yeah. You don't have that lane around. You
when
know?
You're used to building such a hard car and then go back and you got to build not as hard of a car, people are like, oh, that's easy. Well, no, it's not.
No, that's a lot harder, I think.
You know, because you're used to building a certain way.
Right.
Bobby, you also had a pretty good run out to Bash for Cash. I mean, you came away with a heavy hitter out there.
Dude, you did awesome
that
out
was,
there.
Thanks. I almost forgot about that show. I had a lot of help getting there. Like I said, with everything that's went on in my life this year, if it wasn't for people like Adam Williams and a couple of our other friends, Adam stayed over here for like 4 days straight and just plus to this, but getting the car ready. And I had one hard car, but we got a lot to learn to go back out there. But, yeah, had a couple guys come up and say, we want to see how good of a driver you are, and came after me. And so we got lucky. Got lucky to get out of the heat race, actually.
You drove so good, man. Yeah, dude, there wasn't so any luck good, involved. Man.
We were
just
watching
you. Was like, this son of a bitch is a professional. This SOB is good.
He was, appreciate it, but I got lucky.
And he was Dave Gard was standing with us, and Dave, you know, Dave obviously knows Bobby, and he was busting Bobby's balls a little bit before it started, but then Dave was like the proud dad watching Bobby run. He's look at him, look what he, and I mean, it was, you put on a show out there. That was an awesome.
When Bobby's on a track, I pick him every time, because this guy's like, this guy can drive. Yeah. This guy is good, you know?
And he can drive.
Thanks, Becker, for setting me up for Blizzard Bash, bud.
Actually. Hey, Bobby Brockway one time said to me that if I run Blizzard Bash, I should put my roof sign on the bottom of my car. Yeah, for when he rolls me over, he'll know. It was so funny.
I was standing there when he said it.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
Oh. You just got to put the GoPro camera on the front bumper so he puts you up on top of the berm. Yeah.
No, Chris's cameras have been through enough. No bumper cams.
Those cameras are coming up on, a couple of them are going through their, you know, close, coming up on 200 heats.
That's crazy.
You know, I mean,
200 heats.
Well, think about it. I mean, I cycle the same two or three cameras through the course of a night. They've been to 20 derbies for the last 3 years.
That's crazy.
Okay, you want to get new ones next year?
Yeah. Okay. The lenses are getting rough.
Okay, put it on my Vic next year.
Bobby, have you got any tips for Ben on how to build this car that he keeps threatening to build?
Tips on what, how to build a wagon wheel?
No.
I sure don't know how to build a derby car, because I'm not getting more than one run out of my car. So. Other people are running them all summer long, so I got a lot to learn.
You don't think it's got anything to do with your right foot, do you, Bobby?
I was going to say, it's your driving style.
Well, I'm known as a sandbagger, so you tell me.
Yeah.
I've heard you called the hammering Hoosier. That's just what I've heard. And after seeing you in person at Bash, I kind of got to go along with that nickname. You were definitely driving people out there.
Do people consider you a bagger in your area?
By the way, Bobby, I just got to apologize.
I am known as one of the biggest sandbaggers out here, so.
What?
Yep.
They ain't going to like me. They won't like me out there.
Getting in the gas, so that's the only reason. And Jeremy, you know, Jeremy finally told me I could use my engine. He was holding me back for a while, so he's letting me use it now.
Good answer.
Took the throttle stop home behind it.
He has given me some of the greatest engines to run, and the one I got right now is just awesome right now. What I have right now is incredible. So he's a lot to thank for what I got going on right now.
The thing I've always admired the most about Bobby is the fact that, you know, his team wins Blizzard Bash. His team has won Spring Explosion. But then he builds an old iron car and goes out and runs in the top five at Metal Mayhem two or three times. Mm-hmm. I mean, to change, you know, the go from building the new style Fords to building the old style, and then completely change your driving style. Because, I mean, you know, right, wrong, and different. Mayhem and Spring or Blizzard Bash, completely different. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah.
But when people come up to me, and I'll be honest, a lot of the times, like, local guys will come up to me and say, like, what's so great about Bobby Brockway? What's so great about Mike Brown? It's like,
put
until
a helmet
you
on and get in a car.
Until you're right. Yeah. Until you actually literally watch these guys drive, then you realize why they have such a respect. These guys are on another level. Yeah. They really are.
It don't matter.
I put my pants on the same way, one foot at a time. Just some of us get luckier than others.
Yeah, but you don't drive a derby car the same way.
Yeah. not a good nail, dude.
If it wasn't for my sponsors, I wouldn't be anywhere. So, or my parents. Maybe it was my dad and my stepmom. You know, they keep the lights on in the shop. So
your green pants?
Not just one person that makes it. It's not just me, or it's not just Jeremy. It's everybody, you know, and it's our team. It's everybody that surrounds you. What you guys are doing for the show, for the sport. I mean, it's everything. It's not just one person.
And I've talked to Bobby numerous times on, you know, instant messaging and stuff. And the same things that he say here, he types to me there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I understand.
Brian thought it was the coolest thing when Bobby Brockway called him champ.
There's the champ.
Yeah.
He's got to win a derby.
I told you what I'm the champion of. That was in our text message earlier, but and that's the one thing is, And, you know,
cuddling.
Bobby, no, that wasn't
not,
it.
Not driving.
Bobby Brockway is a really great guy.
Yes, he is.
He is. And that's one of the things that nobody can dispute.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier.
One of many.
Yeah, one of many. Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, that's is the thing. You know, we talked, and, you know, Josh and I talked here a week or two ago, and, you know, very, very, very few people that I've met this year that haven't been great.
No, yeah. Everybody has. You know, there's only been a few dicks. Yeah, I mean, really, yeah, everyone's been awesome.
Just don't block a fire door.
Well, that's why we got you. That's why Ben's there.
It's true.
Runs our strong arm.
It's true. Don't block a fire door.
No, Ben gets pissed.
Don't talk about possibly blocking a fire door. That's where we got in the most trouble, is talking about
no
it.
No doubt.
So Bobby, I mean, you know, hopefully things go well in Topeka. I mean, is there any chance of, you know, hanging out, maybe having a cool Pepsi or Mountain Dew or something after the show?
Don't be stupid. You want
to
have a beer with him?
Decker was supposed to buy water last year, and so he's definitely paying this year.
Done. Water.
He done deal. He slid by Blizzard Bash. He slid by and then Bash for cash. You know, he gets his and don't share.
Yeah. Okay.
So the roof sign comedy. I guess I could say he's lucky he's not running.
Hey, oh, come
wow.
on.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa.
I'm not talking back. I'm just going to say why.
You're just going to smile.
I'm just going to sink in my
and to be honest, everybody, I mean, it's just funny because, like, Decker and I would be on text to each other when we're putting that stuff on Facebook, and I would never, never in a million years try to flip somebody on purpose or hurt anybody, and
except
that is all
Josh
just
Decker.
Between fun, just oh, yeah. for the record, absolutely. That we just play around and joke about
no,
that.
No, it's funny because people will text me like, Bobby Brockway's pissed at you. And it's like, no, it's okay. I really don't think
he is.
My phone
goes crazy. Why do you hate him so bad?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, because the part that Josh didn't mention was that when Bobby told him he was going to put him on his lid at Bash for Cash, Bobby almost didn't get the sentence out because he was laughing so hard when he said
it. I know, it was funny.
You know, again, it all goes back to everybody being great guys.
The bad news, Josh Decker, might I remind you, is that Bobby Brockway has recruited Josh Buell to be on his team. So now there's two people.
Not scared, Buell. Not scared. Well, you know, you learn about a lot of these guys are so great off the track.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
You can all be friends. Yeah. Like, listen to Jimmy, Mike, and yep. they guys all talk. Oh, then you
crap.
Get on the track, yep. and it is, then we understand. It is yep. a job at that point. And then
absolutely.
You get off, and you go right back to shaking hands.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You leave it on the track.
That's the next level. That yeah. is the next level of derby. Yeah, no more crying and bitching and whining like they do at our fairs.
Yeah, because everybody locally.
Well, no, just like Mike Brown, you know, just like we were talking on the thread today. You know, off the track, he's a good guy. You know, we talk, drink beer, and then last year, you know, at Blizzard Bash, I've never been hit so hard. And
yeah.
It was taking going for the kill, you know, with the car. But you get out and you drink beer because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got to remember.
That's for
absolutely
sure.
Right.
Well, we look forward to – we certainly look forward to catching up with you down there in Topeka when we get down there November. November 14 to 16, busiest weekend in Demolition Derby, biggest indoor show in the country, blizzardbash.com, ultimatederby.com. You can find out more information there. Bobby, former winner, we are flat over, way over time. I hate to cut it short, man, but we do have to get going. I appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll do it again for sure before Blizzard Bash.
I greatly appreciate your guys' time.
Thanks
Bobby.
Bobby.
I appreciate it.
One thing about Bobby.
Better champ.
One thing about Bobby that I just want to say is he was there for us when we were nobodies.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Bobby Brockway's had our back forever, and I'll always have his back that reason, because
absolutely.
He stuck up for us when we were nobodies.
He believed when nobody else knew.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And he's an awesome dude.
And we can't, yeah.
One more thing.
Quick.
And I'm going to speak for these guys.
Oh.
I want to thank Chris Marquardt for all he's done for us as a group, because we wouldn't have gotten anywhere this year without Chris, so.
And
hats off to you, dude.
We decided as a group, Chris, we would love to get you a big trophy or something huge or awesome,
that's
but we don't have them. But you know what we are going to do, Chris? We all pool our money together. We want to give it to you and Melissa. Maybe take a night out, have a nice dinner. Don't talk about Derby. Just relax one night. You've done a lot for us, and we don't ever repay you. We just kind of tell you to do more stuff. So we just give you more stuff to do.
That is true.
So take a day off on us. Take a night off and have a great dinner. And, you know, we love you.
We were in line getting ready to go to Minnesota, and I was checking everybody in, and Josh is like, what the hell? And I go, what? He goes, you forgot to bump me to first class again.
I will expect it next time, though.
I'm like, I didn't forget. I didn't.
Yeah, don't let that happen again.
I won't let it happen again, sir.
You just imagine all of us in first class.
For everybody.
Awesome. Oh, they need us.
I need it. I need it for the leg room.
Dude, I'm 6 inches taller than you.
I get
and a little more husky.
I want to be around a doors where the seals leak.
No.
No thanks.
No more puddle jumpers.
I was there.
Oh, that was on a...
no more puddle jumpers.
That's it, guys. I'm looking forward to another busy year. Absolutely. It's going to be fun. Make sure you check out Blizzard Bash, blizzardbash.com. That's going to do it for this edition of The Crash Course, episode number 52 in the books. We're going to get out of here and make some room for the Lake to Lake girls. Thanks for tuning in, and sincerely from the bottom of our hearts, from everybody on the show that's been in it, on it, around it, involved with it, we can't express our thanks enough. It is a honor to have done what we've done in a year, and we're looking forward to so much more, so many more big things, and there's, you know, stay tuned, there's more coming. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week. Thank you.